Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate, April 28th. Be careful what you say. A single phrase can define a legacy. Consider Francis Bailey. He served 4 terms as president of the Royal Astronomical Society and compiled some of the most important star catalogs in history. But he's best known for 5 little words, like a string of beads. Bailey was born 250 years ago today in England. As a young man, he traveled to the wilds of North America, then joined the London Stock Exchange. He was especially good at the mathematical side of things, compiling guides about annuities and life insurance. He made a fortune, then retired in 1825 to spend all of his time on astronomy. Bailey had already helped establish the forerunner of the Royal Society. He used his skills from his days in business to compile star catalogs, work that required a lot of tedious calculations. One of them was the leading publication of its time. In 1836, Bailey watched a solar eclipse from Scotland. Just before the sun vanished, he noticed little points of light around the edge of the moon. Edmund Halley had seen the same thing more than a century earlier. Halley even explained those points, their sunlight shining through gaps between lunar mountains and craters. To his fellow astronomers, Bailey described them as a row of lucid points like a string of beads. So today, the points are known as Bailey's beads, ensuring a bit of immortality for an insurance expert turned astronomer. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.